Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Mem Hei. Nida Mem Hei, and just before we start, today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Harry Niewood, Tzvi Hirsch ben Eliyahu Chaim and Dvorah Zissel, who finished 6.5 years of the daf Yomi cycle. And he didn't make it for the end, but it's dedicated by Eliyahu Niewood, again in memory of Harry Niewood, Tzvi Hirsch ben Eliyahu Chaim and Dvorah Zissel, his Neshama Shavan Aliyah through the learning that we will do today. Okay, we have the Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, the second Mishnah that we had in terms of ages. We had the first Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah discuss 1 day old and up. Then we have the Mishnah that we discussed yesterday, and that is 3 years old and up. That was yesterday's Mishnah. As we get into the Gemara, later today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get into the Mishnah about 9 and the Mishnah about 12 and 13. These are the four Mishnahs and Shas that describe important ages in Halacha. Says the Gemara, as we said yesterday, 3 years old for a girl is the age where she is Ru'uya Labia. So all the halachas relating to Ru'uya Labia kick in terms of Kiddushei Bia, in terms of Kinyan Yiba, Meshes Ish, Tumas Bo'al Nida, all the halachas, eating Shuma for a Kohen on a Daraisa level. Less than that is the age that we mentioned a couple of days ago of Besuleh HaChozrin, and therefore there wouldn't be a halachic maisa bia at that stage. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Baskim Moshanim Miskadeshes Babia, Divri Rabbi Meir. When a girl is 3 years old, she can be Miskadeshes Babia, Divri Rabbi Meir. The Chum Omer Baskim Moshanim Biomechad, and the Chum say Baskim Moshanim 3 years and 1 day. Not just 3 years, but 3 years and 1 day. What is the difference between them? Why do you have to add on the extra day? Might be Nayu. 2 days. Amri Divei Rav Yanai, first day, Erev Rosh Hashanah Iki Binayu. The Machloket says Erev Rosh Hashanah. This does not mean Rosh Hashanah in the Rosh Hashanah context. This Rosh Hashanah means the last day, Erev, the last day of her 4th year. Meaning when we say 3 years, does that mean 3 complete full years, including the last day of the 3rd year? Or, like let's say she was born on the first day of Nisan. So, the last day of Adar in her 3rd year, already on the beginning of that last day, is that good enough? Or do we say that no, you need the following. You need that same day that she was born, 3 complete years. Meaning, do you say Mixas Hayom Kukulo on that last day or not? For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lamid Yom Bashana Chashuvin Shana Kibinayu. Rabbi Yochanan says a much larger difference between them. We know there's a halacha in Inyani Zra'im, right, the Gemara, it's on the side, of course, with Shana Daf Yud, in terms of plants, when's it called the 2nd year, when's it called the 3rd year, but Rabbi Yochanan applies it to our case as well. Do we say that a month is considered a year in certain contexts? Lama Yom Bashana Chashuv in Shana. So, that is the machlokas. According to your mayor, right when you get 30 days into the 3rd year, that's called 3 years. And that's good enough. And the Chachamim say, no, you have to wait until the 4th year. You don't say that 1 month is called a year. This is a sugya mixes Yom Kukulo. We mentioned in the past, Rav Schechter has an article where he points out that a number of Echronim asked the question that you know that there's an answer to. Why don't you say mixes Yom Kukulo by Shabbos? You know, you have a busy Motzi Shabbos. You want to start a little bit earlier. So, you know, hold most of the day. Mixes Yom Kukulo. Why don't you say that? So the answer is, you can't say that. Mixes Yom Kukulo only applies by a malos, where you are counting a unit of time. Where there's a unit of time being counted, so then you can say the end of that unit is Mixes Yom Kukulo. For example, days of Shiva. Mixes Yom Kukulo. And the beginning of Shiva, the end of Shiva. Right? Shloshim. But that's where you can say Mixes Yom Kukulo. But you can't say it by a calendaric day. By Shabbos, by Yontif, by those days you don't say Mixes Yom Kukulo. See here too, why does the Gemara compare it here? Because there is a unit of time here, right? You're counting in terms of how old this girl is, so that's where Mixes Yom Kukulo can apply. What's the Machlokas about, right? Do you say Mixes Yom Kukulo on the last day? Maybe this is the Machlokas to Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan according to each one of them within each of the sheet of the Tanaim. Got to figure out exactly. How far do you take Mixas Yom Kukulo? Would you apply it in this case or not? Okay, that's the suggestion. Meisve says the Gemara, Baskim Molshanam Viomech, Vafilu Bas Shtei Shanam Viomechad. 3 year old or even 2 years and a day, Miskadeshes Babia, could have Kiddushei Bia. Even a 2 year old and a day, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you could even go down that far. Vachachabim Omrim, no, Bas Shlosha Shanam Viomechad. 3 years and a day. So, who does this work out according to? Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the machlokas is about Lamed Yom Bashana, Chashuv in Shana or not, Ki Hechad Yigatana Dekama Yom Echad Bashana Chashuv Shana, Hachanami Yigatana Dama Lamed Yom Bashana Chashuv in Shana. So, just like since there's a day of one day in a year is called a year, so 30 days in a year is called a year. So you can say there's a parallel. It's not exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says, but the fact that you say there's a symbolic year, so you can apply that to days, you can apply that to months, it's still a chiddush, it's still an extension, but you can understand how Rabbi Yochanan can interpret this machlokas, this version of the machlokas. El Rabbi Yanai Kasha, according to Rabbi Yanai, who says the machlokas is just about the last day, it's not about symbolic years. So then how does he work out this? How does he say there's a day there that says 2 years and a day? So Kasha, we don't have an answer to that. How Rabbi Yanai works out this version of the machlokas. Okay, we think about the age, you know, 3 years old, the Kiddushei Bia, or we had also, when could the father could accept Kiddushin on behalf of the daughter, at what age? So this is all very foreign to us, but I think, remember the first Amud of the second American Kiddushin, Tosfos mentions that we have to remember, you know, what it was like in the days of old, when parents just want to make sure that their children, their daughters were taken care of. Tosfos writes, amazingly, historically and tragically, again, on the first Amun, Mem Aleph Amun Aleph, in Kiddushin, you know, tomorrow, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Right, the days of the Crusades, Baalei Tosfos lived. So any time that you could find a great family and a great guy, and you want to make sure that your daughter is taken care of in the future, so that's what that was the historical time that this mitzvah has to be seen in. Again, Torah never changes, but the Torah gives the messages of the Torah, obviously, forever. But the Lamaisa elements applied at a time when there was a great need for it. Okay, Pachas Mikan, Kenotzi Netzma Ba'ayit. The Mishnah ends off, less than 3 years old, then the act, the Maisa Bia, is nothing. It's like putting one's finger in one's eye, where the tears just keep coming over and over again, and that's a mashal for the Besulim coming back and back. Right? It's not that anything halakhically significant occurred. So says the Gemara, Yibay Elohu. What exactly does that mean? Less than 3 years old. Hani Besulin Mezel Azli V'asu. Do we say that the psulim are ruptured? There is something that occurs, but they come back. It's healed. Literally, as we call it, bisule hachozrin. O dilma, istsudei hu delo misidi adalachar gimel. Or no, from the word sud, from the word caught, trapped. Or do we say that no, nothing's caught, nothing's trapped, nothing's affected at all until after 3 years old? It's not that something happens and then they grow back. Nothing happens. It's more flexible in that area, and therefore nothing grows back. Nothing needs to grow back, because nothing occurs. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference between how you look at it? Kigon, and again, is this a medical question? So why don't you just go check? So it has to be that maybe it's not such exactly a medical question, but it's, you know, how do you view what happens? So, my nafkamina. Kigon, Sheba'al betol gimel u'matzadam, u'bolachar gimel v'lo matzadam. If the Maisi Diyah took place within 3 years old, less than 3 years old, and there was dam found, and then again after, and there was no dam. So, i'amrit mezel azli va'asu. If we say, like, the first sad, that they go and they grow back. Mezel azli va'asu. So here there was dam the first time and not the second time. So, sha'osu d'lo habiluhu. So, you know what we could view this as? Maybe we didn't give enough time to grow back. There was the Maisa Bia originally, and that ruptured. So now it needs time to grow back. So the Maisa Bia afterwards didn't have full time to grow back. And we don't have to assume there was any Maisa Znus, any other Maisa that took place here. Ela I Amrit, is Tzudei Hudalo Misid the Alachar Gimel. But if we say that no, second side, that really nothing happens until age 3. It's just flexible. And then after age 3, then it's considered a Halachic Maisa, then Ha'achar Ba'aleha. Then you would have to assume that something else happened here. Because where was the dam the second time? So therefore, that's the question. Good. Let's just do the question on the question, and then we'll make a comment. So Maskala Rav Chiya Bereid Rav Ika. Rav Chiya Bereid Rav Ika asks, 1 second. You're saying that nafkamina is whether you have to be choshish for a maisa's nus if it was dam the first time and not the second time. But uman lemalon, the makaj episode gimel, eda choseres lauter. Shema choseres lauter. But isn't the whole principle that 3 years old, boom, is the cutoff point? So maybe we should have to assume that even according to the first sod, even according to the sod that something is ruptured and then grows back, we should say that she should be bleeding now, right after age 3. And if not, v'ha'achar ba'olah, we should be worried that something else took place. How can you be so sure that nothing else happened? So that's why we knock out the first suggestion of the nafka mina, and we will come back to it, to a different nafka mina as well. What is the nafka mina that if acher ba'olah, Tosfos points out on the top, Tosfos says, well, if she is an Ashes Kohen, so then Asura Labaila. Im Ashes Kohen, he Asura. Aval Ashes Yisrael, lo, the pitui ktana onesu. Tosfos says, l'may nafka mina, if we're worried that acher ba'olah, it's really l'maysa for an Ashes Kohen, because as we know, an Ashes Kohen, it doesn't matter if a woman is mizana willingly or rachmana l'slan, she is ne'enas, she's a surah l'bayla. So that's why we would make this girl, who is, right, kiddush e'bia, get divorced, because she is Ashes Kohen, mashayki, by Ashes Yisrael, we would say not, because pitui ketana onesu. It is clear from Tosfos that there is no such thing as ratzon when it comes to a ketana. The only issue is that by an Ashes Kohen, even if it wasn't Baratzot, that is a major machlokas between the Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam and the Ravid, holds like Rov Rishonim, holds like Tosfos. This machlokas comes up in two places, both in Hilchas Sota and in Hilchas Isurei Bia. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Sota, Perek Beis Halacha Dalin, Ktana Shehisiya Aviha, a ketana that her father married her off, right? Mitzvah d'araisa, din d'araisa. Im zineis birtzona, if the girl was mizana l'ratzon ne'eseres al baila, she is asur l'baila. The Rambam holds that a ketana could be asur l'baila if she does it willingly. L'fichach mekanimla, and that's why kinui could take place by a ketana. Lola hashkosa, not to give her to drink the mesota, because a ketana is not punished. But ella posla miksubasa v'chulu. That's the Rambam here in Hilchos Sota Beis Dalin. The Rambam says the same thing in Hilchos Isurei Bia Gimel Beis Habara Ketana Eishes Hagadol. If somebody lives with a ketana, im kidsha avia harei ze bechenek v'hi petur miklum. If she's a real Eishesis, then he gets chenek and she's petur because she's not a bas onshin. But v'neseres abayla. But she is still Neseres Albaila, Kamoshi Be'anah, Hilchos Sota, like we were in Hilchos Sota. Just the Rivan, what's the Rambam I'm talking about? She's Neseres Albaila. Neseres Albaila is because Ratzon. And by Ketana, Pitri Ketana Onesu. Says the Rivan, Lo Yadati, Loma Neseres Albaila, Yisrael. Shari Amru, Pitri Ketana Onesu. Or the Rivan in Hilchos Sota. Hali Amru, Pitri Ketana Onesu. Va'od, the Rivan asks, Hasra la Ketana, Eina Hasra. She'en la Das. She can't get hasra ela im zin savada hasra la by la kain. V'lo matzah ziyefresh bein ketana la ketana linyin pitui. Lomar ketana, and of course the second half of the Rambam. Either way, the Rambam holds that pitui ketana onesu does not affect the isra la baila. You want to say that's ones lagabi other halachas, but not in terms of isra la baila. Had the Rambam read certain gemaras that we leave for the nosei kalim. But that is a machlokas Rambam, right? And Tosfos here is holding like the Ravid, the Radvaz and Tshuva says maybe the Rambam is just a chumra d'rabanan. D'araisa, we would say, of course not. There's pitui ketana onesu, and therefore there's no neseres abayla. Maybe it is a chumra d'rabanan. If you look in the language of the Ritva right here, the Ritva just says one line. But if you read it closely, he might be saying like the Rambam. If you read it quickly, not. But if you read it closely, because what's the language that the Ritva uses right here? Pirish, nafgamina lapaslam in akahuna. Paslam in akahuna, why? De'ilu labayla. Leka lamemar, right? Regular baila. Destam ktana onesu. Doesn't say pizza ktana. It says stam ktana is ones. What does that sound like? That most ktanas in their relationship is ones. Mashma, that if you would know for sure that it wasn't, so that it wouldn't apply. Exactly. So the Ritva might be alluding to the shita like the Rabba. Either way, this is a machlokas. I once heard from my Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig, who related maybe this Rambam to the shita of the Maharik. But the Maharik says, like, well, how can you say Neseres HaBaila, right? Ketana, Pitui Ketana Onesu. So there is a Maharik in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin. It's quoted in the Ramah at the end of Eben Ezer, all the way at the end in Hilchos Yibam Mechalitza, where the Maharik discusses the woman of that is an Omer Mutter, or a man. Let's say a woman is Mizaneh, And then she says, or Jacob says, well, I didn't know Znus was Aser. Let's say she didn't get Asra. So I'm not going to put her to death anyway. But she's Omer Mutter. She fell off a desert island that she didn't realize that. She thought Judaism believes in open marriages. So that Omer Mutter. So the Maharik says in the Tshuva there, Kufsa Machzayin, it's still Nasser HaSal Baila. Because the Machai of Nasser HaSal Baila is the Maisa Merit against her husband. And therefore, she still did a Maisa Merit. Doesn't matter if it's Omer Mutter. The language used is Mi'ila in her husband. Mala Bomal. And therefore, the Isur Labaila would apply. So maybe here too, by Ektana. You want to say halachically pizza Ektana Onesu? But maybe one can connect it to that Maharik, that there is a more flexible Machayev and a larger Machayev for Isur Labaila than in terms of putting her to death for Chulu. So again, that Maharik, not exactly the same case, but that Maharik in Kufsa Machzayin could maybe help out this Rambam in Isurei Bia and Hilchasota. Okay. So we continue. So the Gemara tried to give the first nafka mina. What's the difference between whether I say it's affected and then it grows back, or it's not affected at all? So we wanted to say the first case of there was bia betok gimel and there was betzias dam, and then there was another bia afterwards and no dam. So we said that doesn't make a difference. In both cases, we should have to be choshesh shema acher ba'aleha. So we try again. Ella says the Gemara about 12th line or so, 15th line. Elanaf gamina kagod sheba'al betol gimel umatzadam. Ubal achar gimel umatzadam. This case, you found down both times. E amit mezel azli va'asu. If we say that it grows back, it goes and grows back, so no problem. Hai dam sulam hu. So this was dam sulam and that was dam sulam. No problem. Ela e amrit is sudehu delo misidi. Ela alach or gimel. But if you want to say that nothing's really affected until after age 3, so now after age 3 there was you had dam basulim. So what was the earlier dam? So hay dam nidahu. So it must be that the first dam was dam nida, right? We said in the last mishnah on yesterday's daf that a girl could be a nida from day 1. She could be a zava from day 10, as long as she has 3 days of ziva after her days of nida. So my. That's the nafka mina. So, as I explained it, that's what Rashi says here. The issue is that the dam that was seen before Gimel, before H3, that's the issue that it's possibly dam nita. Tosfos is not comfortable with that, because if you think about it, if that's the question, then who cares whether she saw dam after H3 or not? If the issue is that before 3, nothing happens, and it's not affected, it's just very flexible, and we're choshesh that the first dam is dam nita, so who cares if she saw dam afterwards? So that's why Tosfos says in Haidam Nidahu, Pirish, Hach de Toch Gimel, the Hach de Laachar Gimel, Lukuliab Avidab Sulam. That's like Rashi. Vetema, Damai Naka Klaal Shebal Achar Gimel. Give it to Lanafkamina Midi. If you say that the issue is Toch Gimel, then what's the difference? What happened Laachar Gimel? Toch Gimel is Damnida, because we don't assume that there was Sulam that was ruptured there. So Tosfos, Rabbi Tam holds in Achinami. Pirish Rabbi Tam, Yishev Denakti Leil, Nachinami Hacha. You're right. Maybe it's not in. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a nafkamina. But then Tosfos continues with his own shot. Miu Yeshlomar Avdam De La Acher Gimel Yeshla His Topic Bedam Nida. No, maybe even Dam La Acher Gimel. We're worried that it's possibly Dam Nida according to that opinion. Why? E Amrina Tsude Hudlo Misid. If you say that nothing should be affected. It's not ruptured. And yet, this woman had dam anyway. So maybe this girl just has a lot of dam nida. So maybe even the dam afterwards. How could you be so sure? She even had dam earlier. Kiva de betok gimel rasa, vadai dam nidas, imkein. If she had tok gimel, she had dam imkein. Darka liros, machmas chimid bi'ila. So it's there for this woman to see what she has of Isabia. So imkein gam lachar gimel ish lesaik b'dam nida. That's why it has the nafkamina, and it mentions the dam la'achar. So how long would you have to do it? Right, it's a good question. How long would you have to? Look, at least the first one of these stages, because the first one is right, just like dam chimud by a wedding, as we discussed once before, but we're going to have later on in the Masechta. It's only the first time. Chimud the first time, so the first time pre, and the first time post. First time at each stage. But that's the Tosfos explains how there can be a nafkamina even for dam la'achar. Okay, so that's the question. Mai says the Gemara, that's the nafkamina. So Amar Avchisa, let's try to prove it now that we have a nafkamina. Tashma says the Gemara, pachus mikan kudosin es habayin, less than 3 years old, said the Mishnah is like nothing. It's like putting one's finger in one's eye. So lama lila misni kudosin es habayin. Why does the Mishnah have to give that mashal? Listni pachus mikavelo klum. Why didn't it just say less than three is nothing? Is that halachically important? Why do you have to give the mashal of it's like putting your finger in the eye? So ma'alav hakamashblon. Maybe it's alluding to the first sad of our question. Ma'ayin medamas v'choseres medamas. Just like an eye tears and then tears again. Pesulin meizel asli v'aslu. So too the pesulin come back and regenerate themselves, and that's the mashal. So it's interesting. It gives a raya from the mashal given in the Mishnah. Not a hardcore raya, but that's the suggestion made. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Right, that's it, that's the maskana. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa b'yustani. We haven't had some agadata in about 14 blots in Staf Lama Lama Aleph, so not agadata, but it's a story. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'yustani. Bito shel Asviris ben Antoninus. It's about some daughter, a daughter of one of the Greek leaders. Shabbos lefnei Rebbe. Amra lo Rebbe. Isha b'kamenises. This Greek woman says, Rebbe, when could a woman get married? Bakamanisis. 3 years old. That's the minimum age. Ubakamamisaberes. And how old, right, when did she get pregnant? Amrala, Basyud Beishanav Yamechad. 12 years old. Amrala, she says to Rabbi, ah, Anina Sazi Bashesh Vialati Besheva. Right? I got married at 6 and I was already pregnant at 7. And she says even sarcastically, you're telling me that already 3 years old is Ruya Labia? Oy l'shalosh shanim shavati beis abba. Ah, I missed out on 3 years of bia, says this Greek woman, Yustini. So the Gemara says, before we get back to the story, umima abra, it's a kasha on a maisa, right? Is it possible she says she got pregnant at 7? Right? But v'hatani rabibi kamei derav nachmin, gimel nasha mishamshus b'moch. Famous Gemara that we'll talk about. Three women are allowed to use a certain type of birth control, are allowed to use a moch. Which, discussion of the Rishonim, does that prevent pregnancy? Is that something put in before Maisa Bia to prevent the Zera? Or is it something put in right afterwards to kill any Zera that went in? Discussion of the Rishonim exactly which it is, very Lamaisa in terms of what's better in terms of the birth control method. So the Gemara says that the Brisa said in front of Rav Nachman or Gimel Nashim, Kitana Mu'uberes Aminika. These three women, what? Rashi holds? Obligated. Rashi says these three women are chayavos, at least Rashi here, to use a moch. Why? Ketana shema tisaber. A ketana, maybe she'll become pregnant. Vitamus. And it's a kind of tafashis for her to become pregnant. She might die. Meuberes shema teyase ubara sandal, as we discussed earlier in Daf Chafhei and so, that a muberes, while she's pregnant, so we're assuming that she might become pregnant again, and that new baby would crush the old baby. Meinika, Shema Tigmol has been aviyamus. Minika, a nursing woman, might become pregnant again. She will then run out of milk, and they didn't have formula in those days, so it would be nothing to give the first baby to drink, and therefore that would cause a sakana to the first baby. Ve'ezeo ktana, and what age is a ktana discussed in this brisa? That a ktana is it's dangerous for her to become pregnant, and therefore we do whatever we can so she does not become pregnant. Ve'ezeo ketana mibaz yud alef shana v'yom echad v'ayud be shana v'yom echad, meaning the year before gablus, that year before is called a ktana. Pachas mikan, less than that, don't worry about it. She's never becoming pregnant anyway. Oh, yeserik alkein, or more than that, or older, when she's already 12 years old. Mishameshes v'holechas de Rebbe Meir. Then she could just act normally, because she's not going to get pregnant, or it's not a danger, because she is a gdola. So let's Rashi again. Less than that, Rashi says, ein et sricha l'shamish b'moch, in our Gemara. The first case is vadai, she's chayeves, in those three women, and if not, she is, they don't have to. They want to. Sounds like they can, but ein et sricha. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, we're going to finish the whole statement, and then we'll talk about it. No, the Chum say no. Let her just have the Maisa Bia and don't worry about it. Why? And from heaven, they will be Rachmanis. Shedemar, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Shomer Psaim Hashem. Question mark. God guards the novices and the ones that, the fools literally, but the ones that don't focus so much. Basically means, Shomer B'Shalom Hashem, in this context, that when there is a basic low level of a danger, then we don't have to be worried. Obviously, Shomer B'Shalom Hashem doesn't mean that you don't go to the hospital on Shabbos if there is a danger in your life. But if there is a basic level of danger that is accepted by many, Shomer B'Shalom Hashem, which we'll talk about more. But either way, what do you see from here? A woman's not becoming pregnant. So how did Yustadi tell Rabbi that she was pregnant? So, two answers given. Ibayis Ema Asher Pesach Hamorim Pesarim. Non-Jews and this nation, Greek bodies, are different than Jewish bodies. When we say that these bodies, our bodies, right, don't become pregnant before 12, so then, or before 11, that's because we're talking about a Guf Yehudi. But a Guf Nachri does not apply. Right? We had this once before, this Pesachta. We had a Daf Lama Dalet earlier, if you remember, Lama Dalet of Abayis, we spoke about, is there any difference between how long Shechva Zera lasts in the body of a woman. So he mentioned there that it could be that there's a difference between Meyai Obedes Kochavim and Meyai Yehudi. The Gemara there said, Alam Adalam Abayis, maybe Yisrael the Daigiba Mitzvahs Chavil Gufayu Umasriach. Obedes Kochavim, the Daigiba Mitzvahs Lo Chavil Gufayu, Velo Masriach. Or, second reason is because they each got some Ramatzim, Chavil Gufayu, and therefore it's a Masriach there. Okay, that's the Gemara Alam Adalam Abayis. So here too, the Gemara says it could be that the physical makeup of the Guf Eino Yehudi is different. Or, the other easy answer given is, Asher Piyab Di Breshav Yiminam Yimin Sheker. She was lying. She was lying, just to get the point across. Either way, that was the suggestion. Okay, couple of Ha'aris. First of all, as we said, Rashi here, the Rod and the Dharma Daf Lamed Hey, all say that these three women are Chayavos Mishum Sakana. There are other Rishonim. Rashi elsewhere, Rashi and Tosas and Yavamas and Daf Yud Beis quote that this Gemara Mutaros L'Sham Shus B'moch. Not Chayavos, but Mutaros L'Sham Shus B'moch, which is an important machlokas. This is a huge discussion about when would any type of birth control be allowed, what is a type of Tzorech that is going to be allowed. Again, we're not posking at all in any of these cases. We'll just quote a couple of examples that are given in the Achronim when they had certain cases that came to them. Rav Moshe has a discussion in Evan Ezer, Gimel Chavdalit, Be'inyin Hapilon Shlot Lehisaber, Kshichola V'chalusha, a woman who gets very sick and very weak, abnormally sick and weak when she becomes pregnant. Abnormally. Hidei bedvar apilon, the pills, shlotis aber ha'isha, vadai, mitzad isra zera levatala leka. There's no isra of ashkas zera levatala if a woman is taking pills. V'im kashe ha'ibur lefe ha'isha mitzad choli, v'yaf imrak mitzad chulsha ba'alma, kshu yoser mi bistam nashim. She gets more sick. She's in bed. Yishla hatir mitzad zeh, af bilo kiyem adayim period verivya. Imi chalusha lechakos eizaz v'katzosh et eschazek gufa. Not indefinitely, but a certain amount of time, if a woman gets very sick, spacing. This emotion is true, but it's about spacing. V'kol shekein, kishakiyem period verivya, surely if the husband was already mekayim period verivya, yishla hatir lechakos gamat shalosh shanim ashet eschazek. Even a 3-year interval. V'mishachola afshalotistaki mizeh elatechla. Even if it's akasakaris tefanshus, but it's just very, very weak. Mistaver debeki imperi v'rivya tu chalavata bofazeh aflagamre v'chulu. And he continues. But he says he got to be very careful. The second half of the truth is that he got to be very careful because a large percentage of women have spotting on the pills. It's more common than one thinks. Harbin Hashem rose mizeh tipos da berach mechzenoshim. Which is even 50% sometimes have some type of spotting, and therefore one has to be very careful, do certain types. Moshe goes through a whole process of how to do bedikos when a woman starts taking the pills to make sure that she is not roep when she is taking the pills. But that is number one, where he discusses the Mishav Shus B'moch. Number two, another example where Moshe has a tshuva in Arachayim. Where's my Arachayim here? In Arachayim, Beis Peches. Beis Peches. Moshe has a tshuva. And the question is, what the best thing to do is? Bas Shote. A girl, Rahman al-Islan, is a Shote. Imra Shaya av la Masra le institution shel ha-Medina. If the parents could give this daughter, who is a clear Shote, la bardas, totally mentally not stable, or not there, not just not stable, Sha'och le Shamisur, number one, they eat treif there. So number one, you're allowed to give her. So that part of the tshuva is more well known. And number two, if the Rofim, if the doctors could be misaris her. Sha'omrim kedesh lo techlo b'shosh lo yaktuba. Because she is a very free woman with her body, and the doctors are worried that she might do things that are inappropriate and might even make herself pregnant, which is something that we don't want here. And therefore, the question was, in 1963, Tafshin Chav Gimel, can this girl be put into an institution? So Moshe is, in the first half of the tshuva, is mekel regarding the institution. And also, the father's losing his mind, and the father is having heart, has a heart condition. That was the case, therefore the father is getting sick. So the question is, can you give it to an institution? So, Rav Moshe says, I know many of you know about the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says in our Chaim Sun Pei Gimel that even though la ha'achila treif biyadai b'dat asa midina, mitzad chinuch it shouldn't be done. Mitzad chinuch, that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Says Rav Moshe, in my case that doesn't apply. The Chassam Sofer's case was a case where there was a girl who there was hope for refuah. There was hope that certain institutions, you know, might get her back in the, even b'derech ha'teva, with the refuah. Aval l'shote mamish, ein shum adifis, b'mashatiya gedolo l'fi ashanim. Gam gedolo hari p'turim mitzvahs. K'mavur b'chassam sofer. The chassam sofer was not talking about a type of woman who was totally not there and not, b'derech hatevo, was not going to be chayevis and mitzvahs. And Rav Moshe has the amazing line where he says, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a nes for this woman, he's not going to do an ace for a woman who's chotas. And therefore, if she's eating treif and he does an ace, haraya, that it reflects that it's not a problem, says Rav Moshe. And the only shaila here is, alright, that's, I'll read it to you. He says, I ma'achos asuros amatante malev and bring tevara, pashir urak ba'uvda di day of the mechasab sofer, she yirapu ba'achinah shalamorim, ha'heim la'adrega lios ba'al enushi, she yischayev ha'ba mitzvahs. But if they're going to uvda di don, shalafi derech ha'teva, lo tisrape, lo tavi la'olam l'chiyah mitzvahs, hari aftim to malev, lo tiyeh rishal afri ha'makom la'olam. Eim shum kmeida, v'mashem yismarach yasa neisha tisrape, v'tasa bikachas, vade lo nitamtima liba, ki lo yasa Hashem yismarach nisim la'harbos rushayim. Unbelievable line. And then that's the first half of the tshuva. And then the second half of the tshuva is related to our case in terms of being misareser. So Rav Moshe says, if it's really the only way, so then yesh lahatir. Yesh lahatir. Leni yasati dibisach lo yinag ubab minek hefker yesh lahatir. But, you know, if there are any other ways to do it, instead of actually being misari, sir, I might choose the other ways. That is Rav Moshe. Dr. Abraham, when he talks about this tshuva in the Nishmat Avraham, he just doesn't understand that. He says, how would being misari, sir, that might affect her being pregnant? But in terms of lo yinagu ba minag hefker, what difference should it make? It should do other things. Lo yinagu ba minag hefker. So, see, he's just not sure, doesn't understand exactly how that works. If you want more examples of this, of these discussions, again, the Nishmat Avraham here in Eben Ezer, in Siman Hey, discusses all different issues, obviously where there is danger to life, or where there is sickness, we said, v'chulu, and he has here a litany, the list of all the poskim that talk about the hierarchy in halacha, of the different types of birth control, in terms of if there is any tzad heter for a person to have any type of menias herayon, what would be the order? Right, the five or the six choices in halacha in terms of birth control. There's a diaphragm, an IUD, taking birth control pills, tubal ligation, if that's one of the only ways, and in cases where a type of hefsek put on the Eivra Zachar is allowed. In most cases, that is the last resort in any type of cases. One final tshuva related to this sugya before we get on to the second half of the story, and that is there is a tshuvas b'mamakim, Rav Ashri, which has come up every once in a while. Rav Ashri in Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Ches. Tshuva is written in the ghetto where he talks about a terror. Again, every tshuva is tragic. Just go through the tshuvas on Tisha B'Av, just the titles, where he talks about a case where the Germans made a rule that any woman who became pregnant, she and her baby will be put to death. Any woman who they find out is pregnant. Yom Chaf Iyar Shnas Tavshin Beis. Chaf Iyar 1942, they made a gzera, Shebiyipsu Isha Yehudish Kshimu Beres, Yamisu Osayachan Imubara. Vidish Alti. And said Rav Ashri, I was asked if they could take if they could take some type of moch to Limnoa Me'atzmanas Hirayon. So he goes through the sugya of Gimel Nashim Mishamshus B'moch and different type of sakanis, and Lamaisa he ends up saying it is mutter. Lamaisa he ends up saying that it is mutter because of danger, v'chulu, and it's something that is going to be allowed in this case. Itchik, the Chashuki Chemed Rav Zilberstein, 2 points. Number one, he talks about this sugya, and he's not so clear that it should be mutter. Because is it a vadai sakana directly, this act will physically make this woman sick and kill her, like the case of Ktana? No, it's an external sakana. So obviously it's a sakana. But do you say that external sakana is good enough? Look, maybe, halavai, ulai tigamar hamulchama, kodem, v'ulai yishtanu akzeris. Who says that it would be a problem here? And also he says, but here, the Gemara says in Sotah that maybe, when does Olam Haba for a baby start? Maybe after fertilization. Maybe. So he goes through, he's not so clear with the heter. And then he says, Bechlau. Isn't this a shnas ra'avon, a shnas peronis, and therefore tashmash shamitu would be aser? That's his discussion, but then he says at the end, unbelievable. He says, "V'kol zeh eino elo lepilpula ba'alma u'kedei l'kayim es ha'mitzvah zachar es asher asalucha amalik shel dareinu." He says, this is all a great and wonderful discussion that I'm having to remember zachar es asher asal amalik. But hilchasa, even though I'm not so sure about the psak, hilchasa keshuvas b'ma'amakim. Shehu ha'yasham b'shas ma'isa. I'm just talking about it afterwards. But Pshas Maisa, he was there, go like him. V'yada gamasa hargashot ha-yehudim sham. V'yipsak she-pasak she-mutu l'shami she-moch. Mistama hevin shalafia matzav sham ze ha-yitzara ha-shah. So says Rav Zilberstein, we always have to realize an unbelievable Musar Haskel. When we're paskening based on a situation that we're not there, we can talk about it in a base medrash. But l'maisa, we have to respect and acknowledge the poskim that were betoch ha-maisa in the situation, and that's who the halacha is like. Hilchas ha-keshuvas b'ma'amakim. That's the comment of the Chashuki Chamed. Good. So that is the first half of the story about Gimel Nafshim B'Shapshus B'moch. The other half, again, we can have a longer shiur on this too, but just to mention, Shomer P'Sarim Hashem. Right? When do we say that there are basic low-level dangers? The Chamir say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Shomer P'Sarim Hashem. And we had this once earlier in the Masechta. If you remember, we had this on Daf Mem Hey. We had the Gemara discussed the case. I'm sorry, not Daf Mem Hey. This is the Mem Hey. We had it earlier. We had the Gemara discussed in the sugyas of the Agadata that we had. Shor Psalm Hashem also came up on those Dafim as well when we talk about. Well, you talk about other contexts. I want to go through it now. It's on, I think it's Lamed Aleph, but we had it earlier. Okay, we'll stop. We'll come back to it at the end if we have time. Okay, let's continue. Good. Says the So where else does Shomer P'Sarim Hashem come up? We mentioned it there, but I didn't give Shira on that because it was the traveling time. But the Chalkas Yaakov had a tshuva about plastic surgery. We mentioned this on Shavuos. Those are my shul. Plastic surgery also has some type of danger, but the Chalkas Yaakov says, Rabbi Yaakov Breish, that any type of danger that is so accepted, well, crossing the street also has a certain type of danger, and flying has a certain type of danger. Right? So any time, driving has a certain type of danger. So whenever there's that basic level that's accepted by society, we would say Shomer P'Sarim Hashem. Right? A famous context where this comes up is smoking, the smoking tshuvas, where Rav Moshe, in his early, early tshuvas, and I like to emphasize early, early tshuvas. In Yeridea Beis Memtes, in the short tshuva written in 1964, Rav Moshe says, "B'dvar ishin sigarios vaday mikiva sheishrash leschalos b'zeh min haroi lizar b'zeh." Since there's a chance of getting sick, it's appropriate to be zahir. Avalomar she'aser b'isr sakanta mikiva she'dashu baravim shomer P'Sarim Hashem. That's where he quotes Uvid Prad, Shekame Gdoli Adoros, Gdoli Atora, Bidoros Sha'avru, Bidoros Shema Ashnin, many great people, Shomer P'Sarim Hashem. Right, I don't know if we have the Shira online yet, but that was in 1964. If you look at all, and you can't paskin from that Shufa, if you look at all the Shufas of Ramosha, you see the progression that he's getting more and more chamor in his psakim relating to all the smoking Shufas, and at the end he's assering passive smoking, and probably, there's a very good chance. We don't know for sure, but There's a very good chance that Bezman HaZeh, with all the research that is known, Rav Moshe would answer it. His Talmud, the Rav Moshe Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, answers it beferish. He says, Yod Smoking, he's like what? Shomer B'Sam Hashem? Well, lying down on the highway. Shomer B'Sam Hashem? That's Shomer B'Sam Hashem. That's doing something that's known to bring sakana. So again, we don't know exactly what Rav Moshe would say, and nobody could use Rav Moshe. Just like we said, the opposite. Shuvas B'Mamakim, we can't paskin for that case. You can't bring a psak from a different situation where they didn't know the science yet to, and didn't know the metzias yet as much, that it's not just, causes, not just lung cancer, so many diseases, Rahman al-Islam, that are caused by it. So one can't cite Rav Moshe as a heter for sure in this case. One has to look to the present day poskim, Rav Avadia and the Rav Ephraim and others that have aser. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Maisa, another story. Maisa bisha achas shebas lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Another story that a woman came in front of Rabbi Akiva. And Amar lo Rabbi nevalti betoch shalosh shanim mani lekahuna. She says, I had bia before 3 years old. Can I marry a kohen? You're kosher. But the status of zona, Issa, we discussed this in Mitzvah Shir, what the status of a zona is, nivalala pasala. So this woman had bia after 3 to a pasala, so then she would be asur lakuna. But here she had it beforehand. So amala rebbe. But she says, really? I'm kshera, I'll give you a mashal. Lamada verdomer latido shetamnulo etzbo bedvash. Like a child who put his finger in honey. Pam rishona vishnia goer ba. But the first time, the second time, he is rebuked. Shlishis matzasa. The third time, the child even gets to suck on his finger before he gets rebuked. But basically she's saying, Rebbe, I did something wrong and I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it. So, Amalas, he says, Imken, you enjoyed it? Psula laguna. That's it. You're pasul laguna. So Ra Talmidim Mistaklim Zebazeh. He saw the Talmidim that are looking at each other. What, just because you enjoyed it, why that changes the psak? Right, we say Misatik Bachalom Arayas, right, is a problem. Shekin Nehene. Hanoah plays Hanoah doesn't play a role here. So Amr Lahem, what's the problem? He says to his Talmidim. Amr Lo, they said, Keshev Shekal Atar, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. The whole time is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Kach B'Chus B'Mas Kibbol Shonim Kshir L'Kahuna. Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. What, just because there was Hana beforehand, you can't change the Psak? It's Kshir L'Kahuna. So, V'Af, Rabbi Akiva Lo Amr El Echadir B'Mas HaTalmidim. And Rabbi Akiva also didn't mean it. He was just saying, get the Shabbat Talmidim, he didn't read that she was really Asura L'Kahuna. The question is, so how do you lie? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah that the Rebbe could say something wrong in order to be Mechadei Talmidim. He says that. But if you look in the Aruch Laner is a deeper pshat. What exactly was the Kavana of Rebbe? He says, Akati Kasha, Eich Yikshal Rebbe Akiva, Eich Misho Mechadei Talmidim, Hosi Arash Sheker Mipiv. Even the Rambam says that's okay. You have other Gemaras like that. The Yesh Lovair, he says, no, the Rebbe Akiva Be'emes, he wasn't saying Me'ikira did she was Psula Kahuna. He wasn't. Because then he could have just said, Psula'at. What's the language of Imkain? Those two words. Why do you hear those two words? Imkain. If it's like what you said. No. Rebbe is saying that this woman is trying to boast to Rebbe, well, I had Hana'a. This woman was saying that the Hana'a is significant. So Rebbe Akiva is saying, you think I'm not significant? Okay. So according to your shita, l'shita seich, psula ala kahuna. That's the imkain. Imkain, according to what you think that is important, so psula at. But it's not true. But you're not right. Ina toim es tam bia, kshira, that doesn't determine it. It's halacha Moshe Misinai. And that's why he said something that you could interpret both ways. He said, Imkain. That was what he was saying to test the Talmidim. Lachade, to realize if they would realize his true kavana. But not that he was just saying a lie, but he was just trying to say if they would pick up on it. Good. We continue. Next Mishnah. So we had 1 year old. We had 3 years old. Now we have 9 year old. Ben Tesha Zonav Yomechat Shabal Yavimto Kana'a. A 9 year old. So 3 years old is Ru'i Labia for a woman. For a girl, 9 years old for a man, for a boy. Shaval Yivikakana, when a 9 year old brother, right, his brother died, and he is Boel, his Yavama, that creates Kinyan. Kana, Vedinos Egeda Shayagdil. He can marry her Daraisa now, because that's called a Maisa Bia. Why? Because most of the Kinyan was done by Shamayim, as it says elsewhere, Hikna Lomena Shamayim, he's just being Gomer, the Kiddushe Achiv, as Rashi says here, but in terms of Get, a Kan can't get divorced. He's not a full Bardas. And therefore, once he's married, he has to wait Asha Yagdil, if you want to get divorced. Umitame bini, and also Chalitza. Chalitza also will require Rav Bar Das, you would have to wait. Umitame bini dilatame mishav tachto ke'elyon, and his maisa, ksir de maisa bia, in order for him to become tame as Boel Nida. Uposel, and he passels. What does that mean? If he is a kusi or a mamzer, he is a passel that is ba'al ha-kohenes, he passels her from truma, meaning even if she is a bas kohen, she can never go back to her father's house. If he is a passel, because posel, ve'no ma'achel b'truma, and a nine-year-old, though, is not ma'achel b'truma. This pashas is derabanan, daraisa, they're daraisa, they're married, then l'chora, he should be able to be machel. But by, and Rashi says again, we're talking about a yavam, because a nine-year-old boy cannot get married. But if a yavam, betes, pashtus, if he is a kohen, said he should be able to do it on a deraisa level, but we'll see, derabanan, eino machel b'truma. And if the nine-year-old, Rachman al-San, has a relationship with an animal, so then he passels the behemoth, that's considered again a maisabiyah. Viniskelas al yado. And niskelas al yado. If there are two witnesses, then the animal will be niskelas. Right? In the first case, there was only one witness, or he was the bialim. V'imbalach and b'chol ha'raisa mures b'torah mumasan al yado v'hu pater. And if he is mizane, if he has bia with any of the arayos, so they are killed because of him, because it is a maisa bia, but he is not because he is a labar das. We've discussed in the past what is a maisa veir v'ktana considered, is a or a katan. Is a Maisa Veira Katan a Maisa Veira with a Pteron Shin, or is it not even a Maisa Veira? Nafkamina might be that you have to pay when you get older. Or does one have to do tshuva? Gemara at the end of Masech Baba Kama discusses that. But here, it might even be different, because here we're just talking about a physical act. When is the physical act halachically significant? So, and Maisa Bia might not be the same as any other Maisa Veira that's performed. That if a kid breaks somebody's window, that's different than the Maisa Bia realm. But again, the sugis are related. Says the Gemara, Ula kishe yagdil beget sagila. What, right when we said, a nine-year-old has the Maisa Bia as kinyin, but he doesn't give a get, asha yagdil. What, when, right when he becomes a gadol, he could give a get, and that's fine, vatanya. Asu bias bentes bekema marba gadol. Chazal said that the Bia, the Maisa Bia of a nine-year-old, has the status of a maimar begadol. If you remember from Yevamos, a Maimar is Kiddushin, a Kiddushin Durabanan in the context of Yibam. Instead of Yibam just having the Maisa Bia, Chazal said, you know what, do a Maisa Kiddushin that was called Maimar, Durabanan. So Chazal gave the status of the 9-year-old Maisa Bia like a Maimar, meaning what? Ma Maimar Begadol, just like after, let's say a Yavam performs Maimar, Sarah Getla Maimar of a Chalitza Lezikaso, said he has to do both. To get out of his Maimar, he has to give a get, because that's like a marriage, that's like Kiddushin, but still he has the Zika of Yibam, so he would have to do Chalitza. So Afbi has been Tesser of Getla Maimar of a Chalitza Lezikaso. So surely, right when this kid gets old enough, so Amar Rav, no. Rav says, Hachi Kamar. Rav saying, in the case where, L'kishe Yagdil Yivov Yitin Get, if he had a Maisa Bia after he got older. So he had a Maisa Bia after he was a Gadol, so then that's full marriage. So then he wouldn't require Chalitza, he would just require a Get because he is fully married. Good, finally, oldest age, before the last Mishnah, that's tomorrow's daf, where we get to the Mashal. So Masa says the Mishnah. What's the next age? 1 year before godless. What's called elsewhere the age that is mufla samach la'ish. So, bazach asesreishon of yamechad, a girl who's 11 years old. Nidareha nivdakin. So, we check her nidarim. Even though, for all other intents and purposes, she is still a ketana, when it comes to the world of nidarim, special din, we check in the year before godless, and if she knows about Nadarim, and we know she does, we realize that she did it with full das, then her neder has halachic significance. Bas 12 shana of Yom Echad, or once she's 12 years old, nedareh kayamim, automatically, her nedarim are kayam, just like all other areas of halacha. Ubotkin kos 12 shana. And the entire year before, godless, we check. Meaning, let's say she makes a neder right after her 11th birthday, and she's not found to have das. You don't say, okay, the whole year she doesn't have das. You have to check 3-4 months later. Just because she didn't have das at the beginning of the year doesn't mean she doesn't have das at the end of the year. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Ben shteim esrei shana v'yomech, also parallel to the boy, ben shteim esrei shana v'yomechad nidarav nivdakin. When the boy is 12 years old, you check it out. Ben gimel yun gimel shana v'yomechad nidarav kayamin. Once he's 13, then it's automatic. Ubotkin kol shlosh esrei shan, kol shlosh esrei, and his whole 13th year, meaning when he's 12 years old, so that's when we check the whole time. Kodem lezvan hazeh, before age 11 and 12, respectively, af al pi sha'amru yodanon l'shem min adan l'shem mi'akdashnu, even if there is an 8-year-old that seems to be very smart, ein nidreim neder vein hekdash and hekdash, we don't give the neder and hekdash, which is a form of neder, this significance. L'achar lezvan hazeh, but after the time, meaning like the Gemara said earlier, the Mishnah said earlier, once she's 12, or he is 13, af al pi sha'amru einon yodim l'shem min adan l'shem mi'akdashnu, even if they say we don't know, Nidra neder v'hekdesh and hektish. We say it is automatic. We say it's automatic. Rashi says here, because he or she has not reflected and behaved like a shote. There are certain simani shote that are discussed elsewhere. Somebody rips their clothes, v'chulu. But right now, if he doesn't do that, so we don't assume that he is a shote, and therefore he automatically is considered a bar das. Right, the Chassam Sofer talks about different types of shotas in a tshuva. Right, there's one type of shota that is just very weak das. It's somebody who is, many special children are, they have weak das. Others, types of shota, is somebody who has full das, but every once in a while they lose it. Right, so there are different types of shotas that are discussed in Maseches Gittin, but the Chassam Sofer says you always have to know what type of shota is being discussed. All these ages that we have been talking about, what's the source? For all these ages. This was for all the ages. So the Russian at Shuva writes, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's always easy. Just like the other Shiurim in life. Kizayis and Kibetza and all the other Shiurim and Shiur and Mechitzin. So just like put this on the list, Halacha Moshe Misinai. But others, the Rav Bar Tanura on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, about Bechamish Lamikra, Manessa Lamishnah, on that Mishnah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, so he says there that Shimon and Levi are called Ish by the Maisa Shechem. And if you do the math, they're 13 years old there. So he said that's the source. Shimon and Levi, they're called men. So therefore, that's the source for 13 being godless. Meaning, the Rishonim don't say it's based on a svara. Oh, that's the age. But it's based on a source. You have to have a source for what is the age. Good. What about Baruch Shef Tarani? Maybe we'll have a shir on that one of these weeks. Baruch Shef Tarani, it's based on a medrash in Parshas Toldos. Baruch Shef Tarani. But let's remember, maybe next week we're going to do the second half of Yichud, but maybe the following week we'll have a shir on Baruch Shef Tarani. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara though. Says the Gemara Bechiba, the Tana Basachas Esrei Shana V'yomecha Nedarei Nivdakin. Once we say that an 11-year-old, we check her Nedarim, Bas Yud Beis Shana V'yomecha Nedarei Kayam Alamali. So it's obvious, the following year it's automatic. So what do you even have to say that for? So Sagada the Khamina Botkin La Olam. Kamashmullah. No, you might think that 11 years old means you start checking. But after that you continue checking. You always check. Until you know Vadai that this is a Bardas. Says the Gemara 1 second. What about the other way? Tani Bas Yud Bei Shana V'yomechan Adarei Kayamin, both Kikol Shnei Mesrei Shana Lamali. So once you have line 2, what do you need line 3 for? Once you say that once you're 12 years old or 13 years old, you don't check anymore, so obviously you check up until then. So as we just had, since we know that there are shitas out there that a month is considered a year, you might have thought that once you check the first month and she didn't know, you might think you don't have to check anymore because you check the after the month and the month is like the year. You do have to check. Period. For listening, Hani Tarti, Bobby. So why don't you just say these two? Bas Yud Beis Shana V'yomecha Nedarenid Kayamin. U both can call Yud Beis. Bas Achaz Shana V'yomecha Nedarenid Dakin Lamali. So once you say 2 out of the 3 lines, you don't need the third line. Right? Line 1 and 3 are really repetitive. So the Gemara says, no, it's Rich. Sachta Kalechachmina Stama. You might have thought, Stam, during year 12. When she's 11, she needs bedika. During year 11, she does not need bedika. It's automatic that we don't trust her. But the hecha de chazinon law, the harifa tvei mivtika ba'achas esrei. But you might think, but if she's really a harifa, if she's really very smart, you might check even in, you don't check, but if she already, you know that you can even trust her when she's 11 years old, when she's 10 years old, in her 11th year, Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, less than that, you don't check at all. Period. Okay, so what do you need that last line for? You might think this is where they don't volunteer the information. You never ask, but if they volunteer the information, you would rely on them. Kamash Malan, we don't. Good. Period. Tana Rabbanon, Elu Divrei Rebbe. All these ages are Rebbe's ages. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Dvarim Hamurim Betinokes Betinok Amurim. Dvarim Hamurim Betinok Betinokes Amurim. We hold Bas Mitzvah 12 and Bar Mitzvah 13. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds the opposite. Boy before girl. Amar Reb Chizim Atam Adir Rebbe. But we all like Rebbe's. What's his reason? Dechziv. Vayivin Hashem Elokim Esat Sela, Melameid Hashem built Chava, Melameid, what does Vayivin mean? We darshin, Melameid, Shinazan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bina Yisera. There it is. Be'isha Yosemi Be'ish. Bina Yisera. In the context, it at least means that a girl gets her Bina before. Right? Before. Doesn't mean more Bina? So many drushes is given. What does that mean? A certain type of understanding, depth, the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Yud, that a woman recognizes the nature of guests more than men do. So again, maybe that's also connected to the Bina Yisera, the depth of understanding of the psyche of people. That's Bina Yisera quoted right here. That's what the Tozer Rashi says regarding Hagdama. The Ritva says, you got to put this Gemara with, what about Nashim Dait and Kalos? The Ritva notes that you have Bina Yisera on the one hand, but you have Nashim Dait and Kalos on the other hand. So they definitely get it earlier, but it's a different type of Das. Meaning it's more of an emotional das, the Ritva says, and therefore you also have the principle of Nashim Daitan Kalos. Right, so the Tozer Rush here makes the Hara that it has to do with Hagdama, and the Ritva puts it with the other Chazal. Ve'idach, what does Rav Shimon Elazar do with this Pasik? Homi bai leilu kidrei shlakish, damrei shlakim shim Rav Shimon Menasev, even Hashem Elokim esat sel asher lakach min ha'adam, leisha vayivieha el ha'adam. What does it mean? Melamed shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chave ve'hevia etzel adam arishon. What does it mean? It means Hashem made Chava and brought him to Adam. Hashem was the Shushbin. We're in Brachas. And then the Brachas says that you have to be a Shushbin to even somebody who's lower than you if God did it for Adam and Chava. Shekeba krachei yam karon l'kliyasa b'niyasa. Because that's what they call Kliya, they call Binyan. That is Rebbe's makar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar my time. Why does Reb Shimon ben Elazar say a boy matures before a girl? Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Mitok sha'atinok matsui bebeis rabo. Because he's in yeshiva. He's a beis rabo. So our mumis comes first. Tosas points out, even if he doesn't have a rav, but he's out in the world more. He's out in the world more. And therefore, it would, that itself would bring certain type of wisdom of chacha. Let's just end with the chashuke chemet. Fascinating. Based on this svara of tiyuk matzu beis rabo. There was a story. It happened, a true story. He says that there was a shul that there was a question in the shul about in the Sefer Torah about the length of a letter. Not every psul in the Sefer Torah you get a kid, but the length of a letter. Not sure if it's a nun sofis or a vav. So there was nobody in shul. So they go outside. They see a kid on the street. They call him in. He's wearing a baseball cap or something, and they call him in. They say, "Can you say what the letter is?" And he says what the letter is, and he's kasha the Sefer Torah. As he's walking out, one of the people in the shul say, "Wait a minute! Wait a minute! What's your name?" And they ask him his name. He says, "Abu Hussein." So they realized he wasn't Jewish. They realized the kid wasn't Jewish, but he knew Hebrew. He was an Arab kid who knew Hebrew. And the question was, this halacha of trusting a tinok, who knows but doesn't know, does it have to be Jewish or not? Does it have to be Jewish or not? He says, Nira. So it says of Zobrasi, Miachasha Yelada Zayin Aragel, Besuras Osia Sefer Torah. This kid doesn't learn Hebrew in school. He just happens to know it on the street. He's not Ragel in it, and therefore, you should not rely on him. Should not rely on him. Because even if a child is not a baki, like it says in Nida, even if he doesn't go to a beis rav, but still, hadavar chakuk b'nishmaso me'aviv v'avos avosav. And therefore, it's chakuk in his heart. Uveprat, Eber Prat that he doesn't know. We had to know what the guy was saying. Maybe he knew. We were relying on him. He was trying to lie, like we had on Amar Aleph, PMD Bershav, Vimini Min Sheker. And he says, I asked this to my father-in-law, Rav Al Yashiv, and he said, you can't rely on him. Mishub She'eno Tinok She'alav Dibru Raboseinu. The Tinok Hurak Tinok She'albeis Rabban Yehudi. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with the next section about ages tomorrow. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Harry Niewood, Svi Hirsch, Ben Elio Chaim, and Dvar Zisel, who finished six and a half years of Daf Yomi cycle, dedicated by the Elio Niewood. We thank you for the sponsorship, and the neshama should have an aliyah.